Now, ever since President Obama took office in 2008, Americans have been stocking up on guns and ammunition. Some have coined it as the Obama effect. And in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, as the arms control debate in Washington heated up, sales have gone through the roof. And now there's an ammo shortage. Here's Marianne McCune of WNYC and Planet Money.
A classic economics textbook would tell you this shouldn't happen.
I've been looking for 380 ammo, and it's very hard to get.
So how long have you been looking?
Oh, about 6 months.
Really?
Yes.
Bill Flaherty and gun owners across the country say it's also hard to find ammo for some rifles, for the popular 9mm. Even 22 rounds, the small ones, have been hard to come by. Flaherty is here buying what he can from the owner of a bustling gun shop in southern New Jersey.
I'm Bob Vyden, Bob's Little Sports Shop.
In back, there's a pistol range. Bob Vyden has had this operation for almost 50 years, and he's doing more volume than ever. Old customers are stocking up, new customers are pouring in.
They're afraid of their government.
They think Washington is going to take away their rights.
They want to be protected in case something happens, they can't get it in the future.
And some ammo dealers, they are doing what the invisible hand of the market would direct them to. Demand is high, supply isn't keeping up, so raise the price.
Like some places, especially online, they're charging twice as much.
Customer Michael Deary says Bob's Little Sports Shop could charge more, too.
Would you be mad or would you be willing to pay a little bit more?
I would pay a little bit more.
Like how much more?
I'd probably pay twice as much what it's worth.
So we're in a store where they can't keep enough product on the shelves. We've got customers saying they'll pay twice the price for the product. And still, the owner says, no thanks.
Bob, Mikey says that he would pay probably twice as much for the ammo that he wants to buy. What do you say to that?
We don't want to do that. We want to keep customers coming back because we want to be fair.
Apparently, so do some of the best-known ammo sources across the country. At the sporting goods store Cabela's and at Walmart, shelves are empty, but prices are fairly consistent. During my conversations at Bob's Little Sports Shop, the word fair came up about 24 times. And that word is key here.
Traditional economic theory doesn't really have room for fairness perceptions.
Margaret Campbell is a professor of marketing at University of Colorado's Business School. And she says about 30 years ago,
people started noticing that there were these kind of quirks, according to traditional economic theory.
For example, the reason behind a price increase matters to people.
If a consumer sees a price go up in an unexpected fashion, then they want to know why. Why has that gone up?
Campbell says there are a lot of reasons consumers approve of, but an increase in demand, that is not one of them. Raising your prices just because all of a sudden more people want your stuff, customers don't like it, and a lot of retailers try to avoid it, even if it means inconveniencing their customers in other ways.
I'll take a box of that.
Back at Bob's Little Sports Shop and a lot of other places, they are rationing. And customer Michael Deary says that is fair.
Let everybody get a little bit instead of somebody getting all of it.
Of course, the invisible hand always finds some way. Some people have been buying ammo at low cost and selling it at a higher price online. Essentially, scalping bullets. Scalpers don't care about return customers, and their customers don't expect them to be fair. Marianne McCune, NPR News, New York.